027 Bible Study, 4th of April 2012. Open Doors.
I remember years ago when Bill Graham was able to, and he would come to the nations and he would preach the Word of God, and it was fantastic. So nobody replaced him, in reality. Not to the Western world, anyway. And some of you will have come to Christ through the way over the years, and but there's nobody replaced him. That's right, it's the time of the season. But you see, he made a statement, and I was in the meeting, in a minister's meeting, when Billy Graham made a statement, and he said it would, if he carried on having meetings every day, in his lifetime, I think he said, he would not be able to win the nations to God. But he said, if everybody that had accepted Christ would win one each year, then within 10 years, the whole world would be saved.
Yeah.
If you would win one person every year, and if every Christian did that, within 10 years, the world would be totally saved. So, you know, you see, Jesus didn't hand the church over to the evangelists.
Yeah.
He handed it over to his disciples. The apostles had the responsibility of the direction and the encouragement and the keeping the people moving in the right direction and seeking God for the Holy Spirit and further revelation. But the function of the body was to take the message, carry the message. What's the message that we have? And in these countries, there can't be crusades. It's on a one-to-one. You know, knock on your neighbour's door and gossip Jesus. Talk about Jesus. And what have they got to talk about? They must be talking about their own personal experiences. Their own personal one-to-one with Jesus. And something of the Word of God. Because in some cases, some of these people may not even have Bibles.
Yeah.
They'll be remembering just a few passages that's encouraged them and blessed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And, you know, we need to realise that we need to carry this message and keep repeating it and repeating it. The trouble today is too many Christians get upset with other Christians and fall out.
Yeah.
And it's split and split and split and fragmented until it's got no power. You know, a shaft in an axe head, if it splinters, that is the weak point of the axe. And the more it splinters, in the end the head falls off and the axe is of no use. And it has no ability of itself to do its work. It needs the handle. It needs to go into the axe head. And in the same way, the church needs to be moving together. And the Word of God says, where my people dwell together in unity, their God commands the blessing. Life forevermore. And we need to pray that these people continue to maintain unity within their own confines. And even in our own nation, pray for our own nation, that there comes a unity. These people have suffered so much persecution, but in one sense, a lot of them have come so far that they daren't turn back. Because if they turn back and renounce the faith, and say they're going back to their old ways, I'm not sure that they'd last too long.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that their own families wouldn't even actually still kill them anyway. Because of what they've done in the past. And so there's a fear of imprisonment, there's a fear of death, and then I suppose the greater fear is the fact of denouncing the Lord Jesus, who you love and know as your own personal Saviour, and losing your eternal salvation.
Yeah.
And so these people have got a lot to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That they've, in many cases, they've lost their families. They've lost their loved ones, lost their jobs, lost their houses, and are wandering around in one sense, you know, homeless to some degree and helpless in certain areas. But yet, they won't renounce their faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because it is more powerful, because they have an eternal home, they have an eternal purpose,
mm-hmm.
they have an eternal joy, and it's not fixed on technology.
Mm-hmm.
Not focused on this isn't running right, you know, there's only three wheels on my car and what's gone wrong. They're not focused on those things. They're focused on the eternal, things. The things that will last and remain, the things that don't rust, corrupt and decay and fall apart. And they've got nothing much of those things probably compared with us in some of these countries, but yet they've got such a passion for Jesus, and they've been persecuted for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were left to run with the gospel freely, their nations would be overturned.
Yeah.
They'll be overturned in no time, and that's the devil knows that, and that's why the devil's fighting against them. There's not much persecution in this country, because he knows most of the time church can't be bothered to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be bothered to get up and pray. Can't be bothered. And so what, you don't persecute something that's not doing anything. Leave it asleep. Don't stir it. Leave it where it is. And you know, in one sense, you know, we pray for open doors. We need to pray for our own nation,
mm-hmm.
for ourselves. The Bible says stir up.
Mm.
Stir up the gifts
mm.
that are in you. Most of the time people just use that stir up and think, who can I stir up? Whose skin can I get underneath? But the word says stir up the gifts that are in you. And these people have stirred the gifts up that God has given to them, and they're standing for them, and they're standing for Christ, and they're being killed for it. Nobody's dying in this country for Jesus.
No, we don't have a problem, do we?
Hmm?
We don't have that problem in
no,
England.
At the moment. But if we don't watch out, then we just glibly move on, as you know, we shall soon find that this nation want, you know, the people in this nation want to bring Sharia law in.
Mm.
The people in this nation who want to bring in Islamic laws and ways. And they're trying to creep it in bit by bit, little by little. And they're objecting to having a church in their area. Excuse me. We were here first.
Mm.
The Church of Jesus Christ, Christianity, was here first.
Mm.
You know, there's places in London where they're wanting to build a church, and they say, no, no, we're not having that, we're not having a church built here. And you know, they're saying that they're in the minority and they don't want us there. Well, we need to pray. We need to pray for our own country, but we need to pray as well for these countries.
Yeah.
I mean, North Korea.
Yeah. Even for people, they don't want them to wear cross, even in England.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's awful. In our own nation.
Yeah.
It does seem like a persecution now, because it is in this country, it shouldn't be at all.
We should have that freedom. Yeah. But it's trying to creep in.
Yeah.
And the church has got to wake up and got to pray.
Yeah.
But you see, part of our responsibility is praying for these people.
Yeah.
You know, churches mainly these days are self-focusing, self-centred.
Yeah.
And a self-centred church will one day just suddenly implode on itself.
Mm.
You know, they've got their own programs just to do their own things, and they're not reaching out And there are some, you know, there are some big churches with the potential to reach out and take the gospel and to exchange and to minister. Like we were saying, you know, Hudson Taylor went out to China, came from Barnsley, gave everything up that he had, took his family and gave his life, became a Chinese man, lived like him, looked like him, dressed like him, appeared to be a Chinese man, gave up everything, and the underground church has birthed out of that man's ministry.
Gladys Aylward,
she's another one. Yeah.
She rescued all those children.
That's right. But you see, he was the forerunner, and then these others followed on, and he set up, he did training for Chinese to minister the word of God out there. And he brought people across from England and other parts of Europe and America, and he trained them to go out and to minister into China. But nobody had ever been. And then you consider Africa, Livingstone. You know, he decides that when he dies, he says, bury my heart in Africa, because that's where my heart is. And take my remains back. And his remains are buried in Westminster Abbey. But again, a man that just had a passion for the work of God, to see God moving. And there are many nations in Africa where the gospel has been birthed through that man and then others following his footsteps, because they were encouraged. They saw what was happening. And the doors were being pushed open and darkness was being pushed back. So we need to just pray for these people.
I think when you think about these, you think how pathetic your own life is. You think, you know, what have I done? Where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And, you know, going out to Romania, compared with what they did, it's nothing. It's nothing.
And the main target for evil is church, to attack church, to create problems and disagreements and to destroy it.
Yeah, to have a weak church.
Yeah.
And we need to pray that these people don't fall into the same trap, bless them, within their own nations.
But strangely, there was one in Saudi, there was one Eritrean pastor. He was imprisoned. And we asked to his sponsor. You have to have a sponsor, somebody who is Saudi Arabia, otherwise you don't live there. And his sponsor can go and talk to him.
Yeah.
And he asks him, how are you and everything in prison? I cannot help you to take it out. And do you know what he answered? Their strength is very unbelievable. He said, God sent me to work here. I'm at work in this prison. That's what he said. He didn't say, I'm in prison, help me to go out.
No.
He said, God sent me to work, I'm busy, I'm working here. That's what he said. And he was there 3-4 years and they deported him finally. And he said he preached there for years for so many Arabic Saudi people. And he knows there is a lot that's saved from Saudi there. Even though their government is very, as everybody knows, it's very bad. So they can't take these things out, but they know in their heart there's a lot of Saudis accept Jesus as their own Savior.
So we're going to pray for a few minutes.
Well, I guess North Korea's worst place. So perhaps if we focus on first four and make it, you know, concentrate on them for the week in our private prayers, and then God might reveal something to somebody, you know, about specific things that might be happening over there. If we start off doing it systematically, we can leave ourselves open for individual, you know. I mean, sometimes something will happen, then we can focus on what's happening, can't we? You know, if something's in news or something like that. But initially, if we do a systematic approach to go through the 50 as they arrive, but not stick at it rigidly, be responsive to what's going off in the world. But tonight, perhaps if we just concentrate on the first four, or then it doesn't get unwieldy either, does it? Because then you don't get brain fagged by trying to remember too much. I mean, North Korea at the moment is going under a lot of change, isn't it?
Mm.
The new leader and all that goes with it.
Mm.
And like, as I said earlier, all these countries on your map, which are marked, they're having elections this year. What it doesn't tell us is what month they're having the election. But even if they've already had it, there's a leadership there that perhaps is a new leadership that needs some focus, some direction.
We just thank you that for our own country,
yeah,
the gospel that has been in this country for so many years, and for the word that has gone out from this country for many, many hundreds of years, Lord, taking out the gospel to other nations. And we thank you, Father, that you have used this nation to spread the gospel into most of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we pray that you would help us to continue following in those footsteps and to continue, Lord, to see the word of God being spread and the message of salvation and the message of hope still being spread through our nation and then from our nation. Father, we pray for our own nation, Lord, that the house of God will be made right in our own nation.
Amen.
And that as the house of God is made right and there's a passion and a desire, a real passion and a real desire for you and your presence and power, the Lord, you'll help us to carry out the message of salvation to other nations constantly. And we pray, oh God, for North Korea, which has had its doors closed for such a long time.
Yeah.
And there's a new member of the family is taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we pray that you will deal with the leaders behind him.
Amen.
You will deal with the men that advise him.
Yeah.
And that by your Spirit, oh God, you begin to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we pray you bring a crushing to the evil that is in that nation.
Amen.
To the greed and to the terror that is out there. And you will bring a crushing to it, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, you will remove it. You will press it out of that nation.
Mm.
And Father, we pray that, Lord, there shall come a relief and an ease for Christians.
Yes.
People who have followed you, that, Lord, the message will be able to go out. And that in the persecution, oh God, that the nation has been under for so many years, that you, by your Spirit, Lord, would just reach out to the men and the women and the children out there and cause them to find a real desire to want to find out about the Creator, about the one true God.
Mm.
And Father, we pray you'll help the church to be equipped and made ready.
Mm.
Strengthen them, Father, we pray. Protect them. We charge the angels to continue
Amen.
To be around them. We don't understand what persecution they're going through. We don't understand the pain and the traumas. We don't understand what prison's like with them, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, our minds don't have the ability to go that deep and to know such pains and such traumas. But Father, we just pray that you see your people, you know what's happening to your people, and we pray, Father, you will begin to minister and you'll begin to bring breakthroughs for them, O God. Father, I pray, Lord, you will give them strength.
Yeah.
You would help them along the way in such a way that they've never known before. And that, Father, we bind principalities and powers that would seek to rule and reign in that nation.
Yeah.
And Father, we say, Lord, let your spirit rule. Let your spirit begin to rise up through your church and to rise up powerfully.
Yes.
And begin to bring destruction to leaders that, Lord, will not submit and bow to the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we pray that you would move in great power.
Mm.
Lord, that your glory would be seen. That, Father, you would visit the nation and let them know the very presence and power of the living God.
Yeah.
And that as you do that, O God, that, Lord, the people will turn to you.
Mm.
Lord, they've worshipped idols, they've been godless.
Mm.
Father, we pray that as you breathe into that nation, there shall, Lord, be such a desire for the move of your spirit in their lives, for change, O God.
Yeah.
And that, Lord, that you would move through your church in such a wonderful way for your praise and for your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm.
Father, we thank you for those who are prepared to stand in North Korea for what's right. Father, I pray that even tonight you will hide them in your secret pavilion.
Yeah.
Keep them away, Lord, from the evil one.
Mm.
And for their families, for those, Father, who are in prison or being persecuted, pray, Lord, that you will just take them above the situation. That you'll take them into the secret place of the Most High, where they can abide under your shadow.
Yeah.
Lord, we hear reports of those who have been in prison saying, we pray for those in the West, because they're drawn away by the culture of shopping and all this materialism. And that's become the God of this nation. And Lord, if that is our God, we're of all people most poor. And Lord, those who are being persecuted, we see, Lord, that they have such a rich relationship with you. And Lord, we thank you for that. And I pray that that will sustain them. And I know it will, and it will uphold them. And it will, Lord, it will protect them. And Father, I pray for those who have got families and the provider is not there. I pray, Lord, that you will show the women ways, Lord, honourable ways to accrue wealth and to provide for their families. Lord, you show them how to earn a living. You show them what to do. And Father, I just pray that you will draw very, very close to you, that they shall see your miraculous hand. And I'm sure they do, and I know that we don't hear the full reports of what happens. But Lord, I just thank you for the miracles that I'm sure they do see, many of them. And I pray that their faith will be stronger and increased to believe you for absolutely everything. Because Lord, you know man's debtor. And Lord, I know that you will provide for all and everyone in Jesus' name.
Sarah, we hear a lot about Afghanistan on the news these days.
Yeah,
and we pray, Lord, that you'll minister to the Christians in that country, those that are facing discrimination because of the belief. And Father, we just pray that you'll enable them in time to rebuild or to build new church buildings. Because we know, Father, that the President, Hamid Karzai, has said things in a positive way, that when our troops come home, that he's not going to be harsh against people that have a different faith, and yet the Taliban's there, and they've been spouting off against relief organisations and threatening to take stuff, and indeed have taken stuff that were meant for others. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll interfere with the Taliban's goings on, and that you'll raise up Christians in that country, especially as in view of the fact that troops will be coming home in the coming years. We'll pray for the troops that are out there as well, Father, that perhaps some Christian soldiers out there might be able to sow some more seeds into that country of a good nature, that there'll be a witness for you amongst these people that don't believe in you and don't have any faith. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll be with the Christians of that country and that you'll strengthen them and encourage them.
Yes, indeed.
And that although they're not allowed to meet in public, and they have to take care when they're meeting in private, we pray for your protection over them when they do meet. That, as it were, that people's eyes would be blinded to the fact that they're meeting. Lord, we just pray that you'll strengthen our brothers and sisters. That your hand will be with them, that their fellowship will be great, that your kingdom will be established. And again, protection for the troops, Lord. We hear so many. We hear of individuals being killed on a daily basis. Well, not necessarily every day, but unlike the world wars, when millions and millions, we tend to hear about these lads that are giving their lives for other countries, and ultimately to protect us from terrorism. We just pray, Father, that you'll minister to them. And that more of the troops will become Christians. That they'll be able to believe in you. That you'll open their eyes to. That they'll be able to have an assurance in a difficult circumstances and a difficult job. Knowing that you're with them. Strengthening them and encouraging them.
Thank you. Somebody pray for Saudi. Yes, we thank you, Lord, for Saudi Arabia. We thank you, Lord, that it says that Christians are giving boldness. And we thank you for that, Lord. They really put me to shame, Lord. And I thank you for them, Lord, that they're being bold and doing the same to us. We see all of these Muslim countries, Lord, that they've had enough of the government that's ruling them because it's oppressive, and Lord, it's not giving them up for one point. And they're all looking for something. We thank you, Father, that they're turning to you, Lord. And we get discouraged sometimes, Lord, because we think the Muslims are taking over, there's nothing happening, Lord. They're not, Lord, because your church is moving and it's growing, and we thank you, Father, for that. That encourages us, and we just thank you, Lord. Please stir us up, Lord, over because we've fighting and arguing over each other and getting offended, Lord, and there's people going to hell, Lord. We've got so much to. We thank you, Lord, that you've got steps for us to walk into, Lord, to bring this nation to you, Lord. And we want you to walk into those steps, Lord, that you've already planned for us, Lord.
We do.
Because you've got a purpose and a plan for our lives that only we can do, Lord. If we don't do it, Lord, it's going to not get done. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us and guide us, Lord, and stir us up, Lord, to get moving, Lord. I mean, it's not just coming to church and going home and coming church and going home. That's not any of it, Lord, at all. And so we just pray, Lord, that we'll be on the move, Lord, like these brothers and sisters that's really bold and going out and winning souls, Lord. For you. We thank you, Lord. I remember reading about those ladies in China, and one of them was really
downhearted because she'd only led about 15 or something to the Lord in a short time.
Yeah.
She was disappointed because she hadn't led more to the Lord. But Lord, where's my list? Where's my list? Lord, just pray you'll help us and guide us, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord. And we've no fear over you like they are over there, and yet they do it boldly, Lord.
Yeah, they do.
They have a fear of imprisonment or even being killed by the families, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us and guide us, Lord, and that we will rise up, Lord. We've heard that China's the sleeping giant. Well,
yes,
we need to have our giants roused up so that we can move out, Lord, and do more for you, Lord, and see this nation turned round, Lord, for you. And we just ask it in your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray that this nation, the church, will have a loud voice in this nation again. That you will raise up men and women who are prepared to stand and speak out. We thank you for those that do. And Lord, I pray you fill them with divine and godly wisdom in the way they answer the critics and those who would try and ensnare them. Oh, Father, thank you. The calling, Lord, those steps, those works that you have prepared. Indeed, we may walk in them, Father, because then the doors will open easily, because you have been ahead of us preparing the way. Oh, your sensitivity to where to go and what to say, and bringing folk across our path, Lord, that whose hearts you have prepared. The gospel. Let us not shy away from the challenge at any time.
Lord, listen, I'll be before you tonight, Father. This is a great nation, Father. And there are so few Christians, officially, Father. Precious Lord. I just found those few Christians over to you. You know the number. Because you know the hairs are on their head, Father. And you can do a mighty work amongst them.
Absolutely.
And we pray, Father, that you'll encourage them and that you will lift them up. And that, Father, you will be unto them all that they need at this time. Father, you know, parents live in fear of raising their children as Christians. They live in fear of being discovered and executed. And Father, we do commit them to you at this time. Give them strength and give them wisdom at this time, Father. We pray, Father, that your name will be magnified in their lives. And Father, that there will be a mighty change in that land. And that, Father, that your name will be glorified and your name will be magnified.
Give you praise, Lord, that no matter what we see or we don't see, your word says that your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and it will fill the whole earth. And that's what's happening right now. The whole earth will be filled with your glory. And Lord, that excites me, it drives me on, it gives me a passion. And Lord, I think it'd be great, we can say with the prayer that Jesus told us to pray, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.